Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 8. 在这救赎起恩, 第二部分, 第八讲, we pick up where Murray is talking about Chapter 3, Verse 9, adds something in addition to all the other passages in 1 John. 约翰一书第三章第九节比起其他的经文, 又多了一样的意义。 Not only is it stated that the person who is born again does not do sin. 三章第九节所说的不单单是说一个重生的人不犯罪, but we are also informed of the reason why he does not sin. 但是也告诉我们这个人不犯罪的原因是什么? He does not sin because God's seed abides in him. 他不犯罪因为上帝的道种住在他里面。 Now this abiding seed alludes clearly to the divine impartation which took place in the divine begetting. 这个长存在它里面的道种当然就是指在神生一个人再生一个人的时候他所赐给人的是什么? It is this divine begetting with its abiding consequence that is the cause of not doing sin. 就是 上帝的再生伴随着长存的后果，这个就是不犯罪的原因。Hence, regeneration is logically and causally prior to the not doing sin. 因此，重生就是不犯罪的成因，是在不犯罪之先的逻辑上是排在。 前面的。And again, John tells us that he cannot sin because he is begotten of God. 约翰再告诉我们,他不犯罪,不能犯罪,因为他是由上帝所生的。An express statement to the effect that regeneration is the cause why this person cannot sin. 直接明说的告诉我们,重生就是这个人不能犯罪的成因,cause,或者是原因。So the reason why a person cannot sin 所以一个人不能够犯罪的原因 is that that person is regenerated. 是因为这个人是重生了。The order cannot be reversed. 次序是不可以倒过来的。In this verse, therefore, we're informed that 因此这节经文告诉我们 regeneration is the source and explanation of the breach with sin which is characteristic of every regenerate person. 重生就是与罪隔绝的来源和 解释这个与罪隔绝是每一位重生了的人的特点。We have found thus in 1 John 3:9 a principle. 因此我们在约翰一书第三章第九节找到了一个的原则 which must apply to the other texts cited in this epistle. 我们也要把这个原则应用在约翰一书其他的经文。 Even though the principle is not expressly mentioned in these other texts, 虽然这个原则在其他的经文没有直接说出, the inference is confirmed when we compare 3:9 with 5:18. 假如我们把第三章第九节与第五章十八节比较一下, 我们可以看到这种的推论是正确的. The latter reads, 约翰一书第五章十八节是这样说的, we know that everyone who is begotten of God does not sin, but he who has been begotten of God keeps himself, and the evil one does not touch him. 第五章十八节说，我们知道凡从上帝生的必不犯罪，从上帝生的必保守自己，那二者也就无法害他。The thought here is very closely similar to that in 3:9. 这里的思想与第三章第九节所讲的是非常靠近、非常相似的。In fact, it is in part identical. 有一部分 甚至是完全一样 with a slight variation of terms 只是所用的字眼有点点改变 What we have found to be true in 3:9 applies to what is taught in 3:9 假如我们看到三章九节的真理是应用在三章第九节所教导的教训的话 It must also apply to what is taught in 5:18 那么第三章的真理也应该应用在第五章十八节所教导的 And that means 意思就是说呢 The reason why a person does not sin is that he is begotten of God. 一个人不犯罪的原因是因为他是由上帝所生。 And the reason why the evil one does not touch a person is that he is begotten of God. 为什么这个那恶者不能碰他呢？就是因为他是由上帝所生的。 Regeneration is the logical and causal explanation of abstinence from sin. 一个人不犯罪，重生就是那个逻辑上的解释成因。 And freedom from the touch of the evil one. 不被那恶者所影响的原因也是一样。 Of course, it is not our purpose now to determine what this freedom from sin, this incapacity to sin, and this immunity to the invasion of the evil one precisely mean. 我们在这里所要、解释的并不是，我们在这里要决定的并不是说究竟这个、不犯罪、不能犯罪和不受那恶者所干扰这些精准的意义是什么。 All we are interested in at present is 我们在这里主要的关注乃是说 is simply to establish the relationship which regeneration sustains to these characteristics of the regenerate person. 只不过是要建立重生和这些重生的人的特点之间的关系。 We are forced to the conclusion therefore 因此我们不能不做出这个结论。 On the basis of 3:9 and 5:18根据约翰一书第三章第九节和第五章十八节 that the relation established in these two texts applies to all the others also. 在第三章第九节和第五章十八节所证明的那个重生跟其他的关系呢 applies to all the others also, 都应用在约翰一书其他的经文。In 2:29, we must infer. 因此我们必须推论在约翰一书第二章二十九节 that the reason why the person in view does righteousness is that he is begotten of God. 我们必须推论这里二章二十九节这个人行义是因为他是由上帝所生的。 And likewise in the others. 其他经文也是一样。 In 4:7, regeneration must be regarded as the cause of love. 第四章第七节重生就是为什么这个人爱。 In 5:1, the cause of belief that Jesus is the Christ. 第五章第一节重生是为什么某某人相信耶稣就是基督。 In 5:4, the cause of overcoming the world. 第五章第四节为什么一个人胜过世界，是因为他重生了。 We have therefore a whole catalog of virtues. 这里我们简直有一个目录列出各种基督徒的美德。 Believe that Jesus is the Christ.相信耶稣是基督 overcoming the world 胜过世界 abstinence from sin 不犯罪 self-control 自我节制 incapacity to sin 不能犯罪 freedom from the touch of the evil one 不受到那恶者的干扰 doing righteousness 行公义 love to God 爱上帝 and one's neighbor 爱一个人的邻舍 and they are allThe fruit of regeneration. 这些都是重生结出的果子。 It should be noted how comprehensive and representative this catalog is. 我们必须注意这个列单是多么的涵盖一切，是多么的有代表性。 It covers the wide range of the virtue demanded by the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 这里涵盖了上帝从上而来在基督里向我们的呼召所要求我们所活出的信德。 In the order in which they have been stated above, as Bengel expressed it in another connection, Bengel 告诉我们啊，这一系列的信德列出来的次序 Faith leads the band, love brings up the rear. 信心是带队的，爱心是最后的跟着对的那一个。 It should be specially noted that 我们特别需要注意 Even faith that Jesus is the Christ is the effect of regeneration. 信心相信基督相信耶稣是基督是重生的效果。 This is of course a clear implication of John 3:3-8. 这个当然是约翰福音第三章三到八节的清楚的含义。But John the Apostle here takes pains to make that plain. 但是使徒约翰在这里呢，再一进一步的讲得更明显。Regeneration is the beginning of all saving grace in us. 重生是在我们里面一切的 救恩的恩典的开始的第一步。 And all saving grace in exercise on our part proceeds from the fountain of regeneration. 在我们里面，我们所做出的所有的恩典，所有与救恩有关的恩典，都是源自重生这个泉源。We are not born again by faith or repentance or conversion. 我们不是借着信心重生的，我们不是借着悔改重生的，我们不是借着回转归主重生的。We repent and believe because we have been regenerated. 我们悔改，我们信基督，因为我们已经被重生了。No one can say in truth that Jesus is the Christ except by regeneration of the Spirit. 除非一个人由圣灵所重生，不然他不能够承认到真实的说耶稣就是基督。 And that is one of the ways by which the Holy Spirit glorifies Christ. 这个就是圣灵荣耀基督的其中一个的方法。 The embrace of Christ in faith, 一个人信基督接受他， is the first evidence of regeneration, 是重生的第一个证据。 And only thus may we know that we have been regenerated.这样子，唯有这样，我们知道我们已经被重生了。The priority of regeneration might create an impression that a person could be regenerated and yet not converted. 重生排在前面，可能令人有一个印象，就是一个人可以被重生了，但是却不信主归正道。These passages in 1 John should correct any such misapprehension.约翰一书这好几段的经文肯定会纠正我们任何的误解。We need to remember again that the leading emphasis in these passages is the invariable concomitance of regeneration and the other graces mentioned. 我们再次的要记得，在约翰一书这么多段经文所强调的就是重生必定有这些其他的恩典伴随着。 Chapter 3 Verse 9, 约翰一书第三章第九节， Everyone who is begotten of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is begotten of God. 第三章第九节，凡从上帝生的就不犯罪，因上帝的道或者种存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由上帝生的。Everyone who is begotten of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory which has overcome the world, even our faith. Chapter 5, verse 4. 第五章第四节。因为从上帝生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。5:18, 第五章第十八节。Everyone who is begotten of God does not sin, but he who has been begotten of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 第五章第十八节，我们知道凡从上帝生的必不犯罪，从上帝生的必保守自己，那恶者也无法害他。When we put these texts together, 当我们把这些的经文都放在一起看的时候， they expressly state that, 他们就明明的指出Every regenerate person has been delivered from the power of sin. 每一位重生了的人都从罪的权势被搭救出来了。Overcomes the world by the faith of Christ. 借着信基督已经胜过了世界。Exercises that self-control by which he is no longer the slave of sin. 也会自守，这样子不再做罪的奴仆。And of the evil one, 也不再做那恶者的奴仆。That means when reduced to its simplest terms. 当我们用最简单的话来讲的话，意思就是说 that the regenerate person is converted. 重生的人就归正了 and exercises faith and repentance. 他会做出这个信心和悔改。We must not think of regeneration as something which can be abstracted from the saving exercises which are its effects. 我们不可以把重生当作是与其他这些的动作救恩里的动作是分开的，这些其他的动作呢是重生的后果果效，重生跟果效不能分开的。 Hence we shall have to conclude that 这样子我们必须要做出这个的结论，就是说 in the other passages 229, 47, 51 the fruits mentioned doing righteousness, the love and knowledge of God, believing in Jesus is the Christ are just as necessarily the accompaniments of regeneration as are the fruits mentioned in 39, 54 and 518. 结论就是说，在其他的经文，就约翰一书第二章二十九节、四章七节、五章第一节所提到的的果子呢，就是行公义、爱神、认知神、相信耶稣是基督，也完全是伴随着重生的，就等于第三章第九节、五章四节、五章所发现那些的果子是伴随着重生的。This simply means that 很简单的这个意思就是说呢 ，all of the graces mentioned in these passages are the consequences of regeneration。这所有的经文所提到的恩典都是重生的后果。And not only consequences which sooner or later follow upon regeneration, 不单单是后果早晚呢会跟着重生而来 but the fruits which are inseparable from regeneration, 更加说呢这些的果子都是与重生不可分开的。We are warned and advised therefore, 因此经文呢警告我们 that while regeneration is the action of God and of God alone, 一方面重生是神的工作，完全是神的工作。We must never conceive of this action as separable from the activities of saving grace on our part. 我们不可以把上帝这个工作呢，与我们要做的动作，在救恩里面我们的动作，我们不可以把它分开。Which are the necessary and appropriate effects of God's grace in us? 因为这些是上帝在我们里面的恩典，必须也恰当发出的果效。The Apostle John had learned of his Lord. 使徒约翰从我们的主耶稣，从他的主学到了。And what he teaches in his epistle is, in other terms, exactly what Jesus taught in his discourse to Nicodemus. 而约翰在他的书信所教导的，就是耶稣在跟尼哥底母谈话的时候所教的，不过呢，他用一点不同的表达的方式而已。If it is true that no one enters the kingdom of God except by regeneration, 假如没有一个人可以进入到神的国，除非他重生，这个是真理的话，约翰三章三到第五节 ，John 3:3-5。It is also just as true that everyone who is born again has entered into the kingdom of God. 反过来呢，也是。真理就是说每一位已经重生的人就已经进入到上帝的国了。If regeneration is the way of entrance, 假如重生就是进入到神的国进入的那条路的话 then those regenerated have entered. 那么那些已经重生的人就已经进到里面了 and having entered, they see the kingdom of God and are members of it. 既然进入到他们就看到神的国也是神的国的成员。This is again the pointed lesson of Jesus in John 3:6. 这个就是耶稣在约翰福音第三章第六节所教导的。That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. 从灵生的就是灵。That is to say, the person born of the Holy Spirit is indwelt and directed by the Holy Spirit. 就是说那位从圣灵重生的人有圣灵住在他里面有圣灵引导他 The regenerate person cannot live in sin and be unconverted. 一个重生人不可能活在罪中做一个不归正还没有归正的人 And neither can he live any longer in neutral abstraction. 这个人也不可能在一种好像中立的抽象的情况里面生活 He is immediately a member of the kingdom of God. 他直接的马上的已经是上帝国的成员 He is spirit, 他是灵 His action and behavior must be consonant with that new citizenship 因此他的动作他的行为必定要符合他新的国籍 In the language of the Apostle Paul 用使徒保罗所讲的方法 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17哥林多后书第五章十七节 If any man be in Christ he is a new creature The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. 若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。There are numerous other considerations derived from the scripture. 圣经里面给我各种各方面的考虑 which confirm this great truth. 都证明这个伟大的真理 that regeneration is such a radical, pervasive, and efficacious transformation. 重生是这个这么彻底的、涵盖一切的、大有功效的改变 that it immediately registers itself in the conscious activity of the person. 它马上就在一个人有意识的行动上已经刻印在这个人的生命里面了 concerned in exercises of faith and repentance and new obedience 就是说这个人马上啊，既然有重生的印记马上就做出相信悔改和新的顺服的动作 far too frequently the conception entertained of conversion is so superficial 太多时候我们看到一个人想到归正就是想到悔改信主的概念这么的肤浅 and beggarly 这么的卑贱 that it completely fails to take account of the momentous change of which conversion is the fruit 他完全没有考虑到重生是那么的惊人重大的一个的改变而信心悔改是这个改变所结出的果子And the whole notion of what is involved in the application of redemption becomes so attenuated. 而整个救赎的施行里面所包含的是什么？整个的概念 是变弱了，变小了，以至到一个地步 that it has little or no semblance to that which the gospel teaches. 已经完全不像福音所教导的那个的重生，那个的救赎的施行。Regeneration.Is at the basis of all change in heart and life. 重生是一切心里面的和生命中一切的改变的根据。It is a stupendous change, 是一个巨大的改变 because it is God's recreative act. 因为这个是上帝再创造的伟大作为。A cheap and tawdry evangelism has tended to rob the gospel.Which it proclaims of that invincible power, which is the glory of the gospel of sovereign grace. 一个廉价的传福音的工作，一种容术的一种的传福音，都会抢夺了上帝主权恩典的福音的荣耀。啊，就是他所传的福音呢、啊，他都抢夺了那个无敌的能力。和这个无可比拟的荣耀 May the church come to think and live again in terms of the gospel which is the power of God unto salvation 让耶稣基督的教会再次学习如何思想如何生活如何按照福音是神的大能要救人的大能按照这个福音来思想按照这个福音来生活 End of the chapter on regeneration 重生的一章在这里结束 In the next session we begin chapter 4 which is faith and repentance and faith and repentance together constitute conversion 下一讲我们开始讲第四章信心和悔改而信心和悔改加起来就是回转 conversion 归主归正 conversion